Hello again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and we are in the studios in Natick, Massachusetts. Thank you very much, and thank you for tuning in our radio show and also our YouTube channel. Don't forget to check in and write in Radio Entrepreneurs on YouTube and see the hundreds, if not thousands, of videos that we're producing every year. And our next guest, proud to say, Aviva Sapers from Sapers & Wallach, the Family Business Association Small Business of the Year Award and Marketing Excellence Award winners for 2017. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Thank you. Aviva, why don't you tell us a little bit first about Sapers & Wallach, and then we can get in a little bit about these awards that you won. Double award winner.
Sapers & Wallach is a... Sapers & Wallach is a three-generation family business that it specializes in helping people protect their families and their employees. And we do that by making sure at work you have the benefits you need. If you want to retain some key people, we make sure we design plans that help put those in place. We make sure that people can afford to retire by ensuring that the plans are well-structured and that people are educated on why it's important to save. And then on the personal level, we help people who haven't maybe done enough at work take care of their families through wealth management and through personal insurance needs and estate planning. And our newest initiative is in the charitable strategies area, where we help people give money away more intelligently and help nonprofits come up with better ways to raise money and maybe invest some of it.
Right. Now, your industry is a very competitive industry that's going through a lot of change, correct?
It is.
How have you navigated through that? And again, I guess that's part of why you won the award.
Well, for us, we take a very holistic approach to our clients. We think that over the years, we've grown our lines of services to actually accommodate the things that our clients were looking for. For years, people used to say, Sapers, you protected everything I own. What do I do with the rest of my money? And frankly, we didn't have a lot of great places to tell them to go invest. So we eventually ended up bringing someone aboard to run our own wealth management department, so we knew at least that people were getting a good shot at diversification and potential earnings. Beyond that, it's really been about making sure that we can adapt to the changing times. You know, technology is important. You've got to make sure that you have ways for people to access what they have online. You want to make sure people can enroll in their benefits online so it's easy for them. And phones today are as important as anything. We have some clients in the corporate world where many of their employees don't even own a computer, but they do everything on their phone. So you got to make sure if you're going
to... That's millennials.
Millennials and people that blue collar, some white collar folks.
Right.
Yeah. So if you can have it so that they can access stuff on their phone, they have a much better chance of checking in, using it, seeing it, and appreciating it.
You know, I have to sort of agree with you. I was sitting on the plane with my wife. We were away last week. And all week long, she was doing business and writing emails on her phone. And then when we got into the airplane, I saw her pull her laptop out. And I said to her, you had your laptop all week? Why didn't you use your laptop? And she said, I didn't need to. I had my phone. So you're right. People do that. And I think that's important. Does technology make it so that it's easy for you to present as high quality a service as the large firms?
I would think so. I think messaging and marketing can be done at the same level as the large firms, or even better when you have access to it. You're creating messaging that you can get out to a lot more people. We now, in the retirement department, we don't even use reports. We give out 10 iPads at a meeting to the committee, and we just go through our whole report on that iPad. So if we had to make last-minute changes because you find a typo or you want to change something because the market did something different, you can make that change 10 minutes before you go into the meeting and just send it across all the different iPads, which makes it much more efficient, and you know that everybody's looking at the same thing. You also don't hand it out too much in advance where people are flipping through papers while you're trying to talk them through the presentation.
Right.
We're looking into software that allow them not to scroll ahead or swipe left or swipe right on their own, but we haven't quite gotten there yet.
Well, again, winning the Family Business Awards, I would assume also your internal organization's gone through a lot of changes, correct?
Over the years? Yeah, we have. The hardest part, I think, when I became CEO years ago, I used to say Dad handed over the reins but kept the whip. And what I realized over time was, in fact, that he really handed over the reins and the whip, The problem was I didn't really take the whip. I'm not a benevolent dictator as he is as a leader. I'm more of a consultative, cooperative type of leader, and I want to make sure that people understand what's going on. And I even do that with my two partners, Ed and Bill. Over time, they need to know why I'm doing what I'm doing, or at least I feel I have less friction or resistance if I educate them on my thought process before just slamming it down their throats.
Right. Interesting. Does how you work with staff change too, or the type of staff that you've been recruiting over the years?
Absolutely. We've had to turn over the entire staff who initially was built to support my father to one that supports me and where we want to move things. I want people that can stand on their own. Dad was a guru. He was an icon in our industry. And he didn't need a whole lot more than what came out of his brain and his mouth. He really set up a team to support all the stuff that he did. I think I'm intelligent, but I think I bring other skills to the table. And what I want to support myself with is a bunch of thought leaders and people that come up with running their own little profit centers within our institution where they're bringing the thought leadership forward in their areas, because we've grown. I can't be an expert in retirement and in wealth management and in group benefits and in retirement and insurance, and now we've added property casualty as an offering. I can't be an expert in all those. I want people who are the leaders in their field who are bringing the new ideas forward, and that we now have a collective and that we're integrating all that so that you're not just one hand touching your piece of the elephant, not knowing that you're actually touching an elephant. So we want to make sure that there's a lot more collegiality, each of us pushing each other to be the best we can be. And it takes a different kind of person. You need a lot more independent folks, which in many ways are harder to manage, but it's something that I think we've got to strive to.
Well, again, that brings in technology again, too, because not everybody wants to sit in a little box every day, correct?
Right. Well, I've had struggles with technology because we have a seasoned group of folks. Some people would say that mature is a good word. People have been around, know the business, and are experts and have been in it for a long time. The problem with that is they're not as nimble with technology, and so it's a little more challenging trying to get everybody onto new ways of doing things. I had for years had to actually do a demo of outsourcing our IT for my dad so that he could understand why it was much more advantageous to outsource our IT versus having a very junior league person in-house who we're spending very little money on but getting very little from. They had to Google how to do everything, whereas we outsource and we get experts, and now we can get stuff fixed pretty quickly. And they talk to us about cybersecurity and things that an in-house junior leaguer didn't know anything about.
Interesting. And how do you see the next couple of years? We have a new budget coming down. Pretty confident, I guess, that there's going to be something by the end of the year. Have clients started to call already and ask questions?
Our clients are always calling and asking questions about the market, about tax laws. Healthcare is huge and is constantly being pushed back and forth. So we don't wait for them to call us, though. We really want to make sure we're out talking to them when there's something new to share. That's what they depend on us for. So we want to be the ones to bring it to them first and be proactive as opposed to reactive. There will be parts we have to be reactive to, but the proposed tax bills could take us in a lot of different directions. If tax rates go down, does that mean people are going to save more? Or does that mean people are going to spend more? Are they going to invest more in their companies? We've got to
right.
work through all that with them.
They've talked about tax rates going down, estate tax,
going away.
Doubling. One house wanted to eliminate it totally, but that's the compromise. And then Obamacare, continuing to dismantle Obamacare, which affects people here in Massachusetts where you do business.
Sure.
Because the state had a health care plan that was working for them.
Right.
And then they had to sort of dismantle it, didn't they? Somewhat. And now maybe they're going to be coming back with it again. Who knows?
I think that the idea behind Obamacare, making sure everyone has access to health care, was very important. How they execute it and what it's done for the pricing,
right?
They did not figure out.
They didn't touch the pricing.
They did not. And that was one of the biggest problems. And small businesses are getting creamed over, and large businesses too. But the cost to get coverage is huge. And the ways we can figure out to help mitigate that are going to be what we've got to keep going back to the drawing board with.
Right. So even inside of your firm, you've had a few transitions, correct? You've had a transition of leadership. over the last 2 years?
We have.
Talk to us a little bit about that as well.
We were looking at where the future of healthcare was going. And as a result of that, we figured in order to compete in this world, we'd either have to really staff up, double or triple our staff, and get out there to have a much greater audience, or find a partner who could be have a much more solid back office. And we ended up finding a great partner in a group called the Hilb Group out of North Carolina, but their New England regional office is in Rhode Island. They didn't have a Boston presence, and so it worked out beautifully for us. We were able to keep our people in-house, and we were able to get the additional services of a national organization that includes an HR outsourcing, an HR back office, legal services, much more broad technology-based things that we can spread among not just their clients, but our clients. Whereas as a small organization, it was more expensive to try and provide all that directly. In the process of that, we had, you know, anytime you have change, your employees start to wonder what the future is going to hold. And
yeah, they want change to be secure, but once you make it, they start to wonder how it's going to affect them.
So being around for over 80 years, 85 years, when you start selling off a piece, people get a little nervous. And so we've had some attrition in some of our management, and we've now been working to replace those with people. Every time I find that we have an opportunity to replace someone, we try and take a step up.
That's what I always tell my clients. If somebody wants to find Sapers & Wallach or contact you directly, how would they do that?
Well, our website is www.sapers-wallach, and that's with a K, W-A-L-L-A-C-K.com. Or if they want to call us, the number is 617-225-2600. We're located in Newton Corner, so we're easy access in and out of town, up north, south, and west.
One block from Buff's Pub.
Yeah, if you like wings, it's a great place to be.
Right, I think Chris likes wings. He's a big fan. I want to thank you for being on the show today.
You're very welcome.
We appreciate it. Been speaking with Aviva Sapers from Sapers & Wallach, the winner of the 2017 Family Business Awards Marketing Excellence Award and Small Business Award. Congratulations again. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.